Alrighty.
Which one's first, Eric, maybe, but alright.
Did they pass it or never?
The tunnel ladies are speaking today.
Good afternoon. We'll start the afternoon session today, and we do run it a little bit different than planning zoning, so what I'll do is turn it over to Mr. Griffith, and he will explain how we're gonna run the public hearing. Mr. Griffith?
Thank you, Mr. Jones. The procedure we'll follow here is as follows. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings, in the sense that council uses the information obtained during the hearing to determine whether to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. After each application is called, Mr. Lank, who's the director of planning and zoning, will inform council of what happened at the planning and zoning commission meeting and inform them of any exhibits that were introduced at that time and of any whether the commission has made a recommendation or not. That information will become part of the record in this hearing. After Mr. Lank finishes that, we will call upon the applicant or the spokesperson for the applicant and ask them to present the case that they would like to present in the way of informing and trying to convince council that this application is worthy of favorable consideration. After the applicant has presented their case through their representative and any witnesses, we will then open the matter to anyone who has a question or a concern or an objection. And those persons in order will be given the right to speak. Whether you are part of the applicant's presentation or are a homeowner living in a nearby area who simply wants to have something to say, if you're asked to speak, when you come down to the podium, please state your name for the record so we'll know who's making each statement. And after you've stated your name and your address, basically just your name in Lewis, Delaware, or wherever you live, then go ahead and make your statement. After both sides have been heard, if there are two sides, the applicant and any protesters or objectors, then the matter will be placed before council for a decision as to whether they will take action. If the commission has not made a recommendation, then council will defer. Is there anyone present who has any questions regarding the procedure that I could try to clarify? It's not a trial in the sense that we don't allow one side to question witnesses for the other and vice versa. Each side makes their own presentation in their own way. If you have a cell phone with you, if you would please turn it off or turn it to silent service, that would be helpful. If someone on your side makes a statement that you agree with, we would ask you to refrain from applause or other similar indications of agreement. At the conclusion, then council will inform you of whether or not it will be making a decision. If they don't make a decision today, then they'll place it back on their agenda at a future date for a decision. Mr. Lang?
Thank you. First application is conditional use number 1738. It's the application of Baywood LLC to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an equestrian center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 12 acres more or less, lying 450 feet northeast of Banks Road, also known as Road 298, and approximately 600 feet southeast of Green Road, which is also considered Road 298A. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on June 26th of 2008. In the process of that public hearing, the commission had received an exhibit booklet, which the council has received a revised copy of, dated July of 2008. We heard comments from the Department of Transportation, a letter from Michael Skuse, Secretary of the State Department of Agriculture. We had a letter of support from Patricia and Bernard Klein of Winding Creek Village. The application was represented by Robert Tunnel III of Baywood LLC, Gene Byard, attorney, Jason Pakowitz, professional engineer of McCrone Incorporated, and Frank Key of Frank Creek Key Communities, all giving testimony. Tari Twing of Winding Creek Village was present and expressed concerns about traffic on Banks Road and the Long Neck area and questioned the location of parking areas. Diane Cook, resident living along Green Road, was present and expressed concerns about property values, number of vacant properties in the area, the housing market forecast, the saturation of homes in the area, and suggested the applicant donate the entire site to the state of Delaware for open space preservation. On June 26th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On July 16th of 2008, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated that since he was not present at the public hearing, he would not be voting on the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1738 for Baywood LLC for an equestrian center based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use has been supported by the Department of Agriculture because it promotes the growth of agricultural uses within Sussex County, and there is a demand for first-class private and public equine facilities in Sussex County. Two, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Any potential traffic impact is mitigated by a reduction in the number of lots in the surrounding residential development as well. Three, the proposed use will be an amenity to the surrounding residential developments and will also be open to the public. As such, it will be a benefit to the surrounding neighbors and the residents of Sussex County. Four, with the conditions placed upon the application, it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 48 stalls permitted within the facility. B, the facility shall be used primarily as an equestrian center with limited other social activities. C, any retail sales on the premise shall be limited to items reasonably related to the equestrian use of the premises or horseback riding. D, any daily food service shall be limited to snack sales. There shall not be a full-time bar or restaurant on the premise. E, full-service food or alcohol service and sales shall only be permitted for group functions or events. These types of events shall include, but not necessarily be limited to, equestrian shows, rentals, and community activities, etc. F, a landscape plan showing all proposed landscaping, buffers, etc. shall be submitted as part of the final site plan review process. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Gordy abstaining since he was not present during the public hearing. And that's all I have, gentlemen. If you have any questions.
Mr. Byard, are you the representative of the applicant?
Yes, sir, Mr. Griffin. For the tape recorder, I'm Gene Byard. I represent the applicant, Baywood LLC. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Robin. Good afternoon, Lawrence. With me this afternoon are four members of the Tunnel family, the patriarch Rob, Robert III, Mindy, and Lane. Also with me are Jason Palkwitz and Holly Hearn from McCrone, the project engineer, and John Blackburn, the project architect.
Did you pull your mic up just a
I'm sorry. Gentlemen, this project is designed to place the Tunnel family stamp of quality on a subdivision known as Bridalwood, which was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission in 2006, and which awaits receipt of final agency permits and approvals. This is a true conditional use since this recreational facility is intended to be strictly public and will serve county residents, visitors, and the show horse industry in the Mid-Atlantic region. Were this a private facility, we would not be in front of you. No conditional use would be necessary. As Lawrence has told you, DelDOT has no objection, noting that this conditional use will generate far less traffic than the originally planned 88 lots on this site, according to DelDOT. And Michael Skuse, the Secretary of Agriculture, endorses this project because it promotes two things. One is the preservation of farmland, and two is the growth of the equine industry in Sussex County. I'd ask Jason Palkowitz to come forward and identify himself. Not that you don't know him, but he knows the drill.
Good afternoon. My name is Jason Palkowitz. I'm with McCrone Incorporated.
Jason, in a few minutes, can you run briefly through the essential elements of your project booklet, talking about water, sewer, and similar such matters?
Yes. Water will be provided to the site by Long Neck Water Company. Sewer will be provided by the Inland Bays Preservation Company. 150 parking spaces are provided on the site.
Over here is the main, then overflow for larger events is over here.
TMDL analysis was performed, and the site meets, as part of the overall subdivision, and it meets the 40% reduction requirements. Stormwater management will be provided by the ponds shown on the site plan. We've already actually received approval as part of the subdivision for the ponds. And one big item of concern was maybe traffic backing up in.
What we've done is this access point would be for the trailers. Your Delta Road is back here. It's about 1,700 feet. So if there's any issue with unloading, unloading trailers, we have all a long queue to avoid any public roads being bothered.
What about fire protection and emergency services?
Yes, the site will be designed to handle the emergency vehicles, including fire trucks.
You're in an environmentally sensitive developing area. Tell us about nutrient management and other similar matters.
You're talking nutrient management for the horse facility?
Yes.
Robert.
Robert Tunnel, representing Baywood LLC, Long Neck, Delaware. As far as a nutrient management plan, since 48 stalls is well above the 8 horse requirement for a nutrient management plan, we've consulted and have hired Tack Keen from Keen Consulting in Georgetown to provide a nutrient management plan that does two things. It will regulate the amount of nutrients, fertilizer going on the pastures and paddocks, as well as stipulate how the waste is removed from stalls, put in dumpsters undercover on concrete pads, and then hauled off to approved compost facilities, as far as Milford, Delaware. So basically that is, we'll comply with all the Department of Agriculture nutrient management standards. With that.
Thanks, Robert. Gentlemen, unless you have questions of Jason, I'd like to turn to the star of our show, who is John Blackburn, the project architect. John, is his curriculum vitae is at the very last page of your project booklet. By my count, I thought he was licensed to practice in 27 states. He advises me he's licensed to practice in 30, including Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
John, if you could briefly describe to council a couple of representative projects you've done similar to this one.
Well, I'll start off by one I don't have represented here in drawing, but we do have some. One in Delaware is Sharp Farm, which is in the northern part of the state, which is a thoroughbred farm we did 20 years ago. And another one, which I can show you on the board subsequently, was Heronwood Farm in northern Virginia, which is our very first horse farm, which we did in 1983.
From that date to this, how many horse farms have you done around the country?
I haven't really counted them all, but somewhere between 100 and 150.
And you regularly consult and serve the show horse industry?
Yes, I do. I've, for the last probably 5 years, I have provided the layout and facilities for the Washington International Horse Show, which is in the MCI Center in Washington, D.C., which is where my office is located, as well as the National Horse Show, which used to be in Madison Square Garden. I've laid out the Socrates Horse Show Grounds for the Hits Company in Socrates, New York, and I regularly consult with the Upperville Horse Show in Upperville, Virginia.
Can you briefly take council through your design theme and how this project functions and integrates into the surrounding community?
I can, if I could backtrack and just tell you a little bit about what we do and why we do it and how that's been applied to this project. As I've been doing this, I'm an equestrian architect. Blackburn Architects is the firm. We've been doing this for 25 years. Our philosophy of design for horses is really basically designing to balance the site with the owner's needs and the needs and care of the horse. It's always the care of the horse that's paramount. And when it comes to that, it's really health and safety. It's health and safety for the horse. It's health and safety of those who handle the horse, who ride the horse, who's ever around the horse, whether it's spectators or whatever. So health and safety is a key element, has been for 25 years. The other element that's critical is environmental sensitivity. We've been doing green buildings for 25 years, long before it became popular. And the buildings that we've done, Robert, if you could show the board below that of Heronwood Farm, probably raise that. This is this barn, the photograph on the bottom in the center is Heronwood Farm, the first farm we did in 1983. As you can see, it's all naturally lit, naturally ventilated. So our barns don't require any electric lights during the day, and they require very little ventilation except during exceptionally hot days. But they're designed to ventilate using natural airflow, using the shape of the building, how you bring air in low, how you exhaust it at the top. It basically creates a chimney effect. The same as when you create a fire in your fireplace, that smoke rises. The same effect is applied to the to the barn. It's called the Bernoulli effect. And we've been doing this for 25 years. It works incredibly well. That particular barn, you go in that barn, it was our first barn, you go in that barn in August, no wind, and your hair would start to lift just from the ventilation created by the shape of the barn and how it's placed. So we've been basically riding that horse for 25 years, and it works. The upper photographs are of an arena, very similar to what we would be doing for Bridalwood. It's, it uses a lot of the same elements of natural light and natural ventilation. As you see, that arena is completely lit and can be used during the day without lights. Natural lights, roll-up doors around the perimeter, and an operating skylight at the top allows air to flow through it. It's not as critical as in a barn, because barn's where you keep the horse, but it's also an important and nice thing to have because you don't depend on mechanical ventilation. So that's basically the theory behind it. Now, we've taken these theories and we've applied that to Bridalwood. If you go back to the site plan, the site is located. There are critical elements to designing the building, but also in how you site that building for safety. If I start to bore you, just tell me. I don't want to put you to sleep, but I want to educate you a little bit about how to design for horses.
Boring me.
I'm boring you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll put you on a horse out of town,
hey,
Mr. Phillips.
Susie, we have it here.
One of the critical things about site design is placing the barn on the site where horses can go from the barn to the paddocks or barn to the arena without crossing paths with vehicles or the public. They all want to come together at certain points, but not having to cross. That's when you have horses on asphalt or what I call unfriendly surfaces, or around vehicles, you have accidents. The other thing is to place the barn in a way and group it in a way for fire safety. They're broken into three separate barns with fire separations between them. They're separated for natural ventilation. They're separated for isolation of fire and smoke. But they're also, by separating the barns, you see in this sort of unusual footprint is because it now creates spaces outside and around the barn that are beginning to be horse safety. For example, on the paddock side, it becomes a social area where riders can gather with their horses. It's a lot of social activity with that. Not necessarily big groups, but riders get together. They'll talk about their horses. They'll look at videos. And so this is a place where that can occur. And then there's areas on the other side where a farrier or vet can back in and work with a horse. And once again, it's isolating the traffic. It's bringing the units together. So these are the barns. These are the service areas in the middle. The horses go from there directly to the arena or directly out to the fields. And that's it's a simple layout. But that's the way it works. The arena is placed here as a visual focal point for really as you approach the entire development, looking across the fields, the field of green and the ponds. It sets it back, and I think it creates a nice focal point. So as you drive around and you come into the other side, the service areas, once again, are all here for isolation of service from the horses and from the public, and that's really the simple theory behind it.
Questions of Mr. Blackburn?
Just
John, you're comfortable that your design is more than sufficient to accommodate 48 horses at all times?
Yes.
And show horses when events are occurring?
Yes. It's designed with not only the housing of 48 stalls, but also accommodating short-term events over a period of time.
And Robert, since you're standing there holding a board, approximately how many miles of riding trails have you designed around the community for people to use when they rent horses?
Well, what we've done, and it's not apparent in this blow-up as much, but around the entire perimeter here and around the buffers of the remainder development, under county code, we're required to have 30-foot buffers. We've gone anywhere from 50 to 175-foot buffers that would then accommodate trails for these horses to ride. Basically, we want to leave the buffers natural. We want to be able to just go and maybe thin some underbrush out for maybe a 10-foot wide trail. Maybe some spots get to 12 to 15 so horses can pass, and leave it all natural, and have four rail fencing on each side of the buffer to separate the horses and the riding from homes. The same along here, there will be fences that separate any kind of horse activity from ponds, from roads, any kind of public area. I think we have, it's about 1.6 or 1.7 miles of trails throughout the community.
Questions of Robert or John, gentlemen?
No.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Hearing none. Gentlemen, to conclude, I think this is a conditional use that is truly compliant with our land use plan. It promotes several things, including the recreation and tourism industries. It preserves farmland. It replaces what originally was planned as 88 lots with a facility that exists on this scale nowhere in Sussex. And with the Tunnel family's proven careful design and quality construction, this project will be a regional landmark. Be glad to answer any questions you have.
You may have mentioned it, but what is the percentage of open space overall?
I don't have that calculation from the subdivision, but I think Mr. Palkowitz can give you that. Mr. Griffin?
I don't have that booklet with me, but it's a high number. I think it's in the 60% range. It's well beyond what's necessary.
On the Gene, on the parking here, I mean, if you're having an event, a horse show, how many people do they estimate that the facility can handle? Did they have any calculation on
Jason?
200 cars, 100 cars, something like that? What do they have parking set up for? Let's say.
My experience with horse shows is that you will probably have as many trailers and riders there as you will spectators. It's a fairly low spectator sport. Mm-hmm. It's a huge participant sport, but we've anticipated that. You can have maybe 100 spectators, maybe 200, but that's unusual.
What kind of parking did we have? What is this set up? How many cars can it accommodate?
There's 150 spaces provided.
Mm-hmm. And you have designed overflow areas?
Well, the overflow area is in the 150 on the, as the board is, the upper side
grass,
of the board.
Park on the grass.
Grass pavers, actually, is what we're proposing at this time. So it's still a hard surface.
Mm-hmm. Preliminary studies of the barn from my experience, that you're going to only have about 25, maybe 30 people in the facility during a normal day. It's the extremes when you have shows that you may have 100, even high as 200.
Other questions?
That would include the participants as well as the audience.
I'm sorry.
Would that include the participants, the riders, as well as the
25
audience?
To 30 during the day would include what I promote is a rider and a companion, generally a trainer or someone who's there to observe, and then there's grooms and other people that work the barns. That's what your typical day would be. During a show or a clinic, you would have riders and more spectators.
Other questions, gentlemen?
Any other questions?
No.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes your presentation?
Yes, it does, Mr. Griffin. Thank you.
Is there anyone in addition here who would like to speak in support of this application? Anyone in support? Okay, we'll go to those in opposition. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
evening, gentlemen, ladies. First, let me tell you who I am. My name is Franklin Richardson. I'm a resident at 339 Pond Road in Winding Creek Village, which is adjacent to the proposed equestrian center. First, let me explain to you that there's more to it than just horses and people. There's rodents that follow livestock. If any of you folks have ever lived on a farm and had horses, cattle, pigs, whatever, you've always had problems with rodents. And my fear is that living this close to an equestrian center where there's animals, and no matter how careful people are, I've had horses myself, I've had racehorse, you cannot keep it absolutely clean 24/7, 365 days a year. It's just not possible. Secondly, the number of flies that are attracted to this type of operation is horrendous and will be horrendous to us who live adjointly to this type of operation. I will address to the gentleman who spoke about the equestrian centers that he has designed. I am very familiar with the equestrian center in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, that has hosted the international horse shows and numerous other horse shows across the country, quarter horse shows and so forth. There is a tremendous amount of traffic that occurs when you have this type of operation. Regardless of what these gentlemen say, I can tell you from experience that you have a tremendous amount of traffic, trailers, trucks, and the like. I am very familiar with equestrian centers, horse shows. I've participated in horse shows. So I know that there's more than just the horse and the rider. You have the horse, the rider, the groom, and the owner, and whomever else that they attract when they bring along with them. There's more than 150 cars that can be involved in a horse show or a center such as this is designed. I ask you, I beg you, please do not approve this. As a resident, I would ask that if Mr. Tunnel was living in my area, would he want it? Or any of his family, would he want this adjoining to what we have in Winding Creek Village? We have homes in there upward of $1 million. And it could very easily affect the value. In fact, it a matter, some of the houses that face this, one of the houses has now gone up for sale. So, gentlemen, members of the council, I beg you, please, to consider. Anyone have any questions?
Where do you live? I mean, in reference to that, I mean.
Well, our entrance would be right along the curve, just beyond where the center is here. We live on Pond Road, which goes right up along the edge of the field that exists there today.
That's it.
Yes. Okay. So, okay, where's Winding Creek Villages?
Winding Creek Village is in. In this area here.
No, it's down below, I believe.
Okay, so there is going to be...
That's all Bridlewood on top.
Okay, now we would be coming in here. Yeah.
So where are you? On the back side?
No, I'm on the second street over. Which side is this street?
How far? Okay, you're not in that. Any of that. That's all part of the project. The houses here is all total project, or the tunnel project.
So the equestrian center's on the other side of where he is. I mean, there's the development in between him and the equestrian center, looks like.
No, not quite a mile, but.
Sir. No, it isn't a mile.
That's quarter of a mile.
Not even a quarter of a mile. Mm-hmm. In fact, it a matter, if Mr. Tunnel was stating that he had a buffer zone here, that would probably be within 50 feet or 75 feet of the homes that are along Wood Duck Road. And we, it's lots that face back up to the property that he's speaking of, and there's houses across the street, and we back up to the houses that back up to that street.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard? There may be someone behind the poster. If there is, just put your hand up. Anyone else who would like to be heard? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Pleasure, gentlemen.
Read it.
Yeah?
The title of the ordinance is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an equestrian center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 12 acres more or less.
Motion, gentlemen.
I make a motion we approve CU 1738 with the stipulations that was covered and read by Mr. Lank. I think there's a... Seven, is it?
Seven conditions.
Okay.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we approve CU 1738 with the seven with the findings and seven conditions. Mr. Cole.
When you vote, please give your reasons.
All right. I'm sitting here trying to. It's going along so fast here. Go ahead. I'll come back and make some notes.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. I think it's a well-done project. I think it'll add a lot to the county. I think the reasons given by planning and zoning as well as the stipulation should
about cover it.
Mr. Dukes? I saw a concept of it in the book here. I can't find it right now, but I think that's it. It's a well-designed, thought-out project. I think we've all seen other projects that Mr. Tunnel has done. They're all done first class, and I'm sure that this will be the same thing. I think it's something creative. I think it's something different for the county, but my vote is yes with the stipulations that planning and zoning's put on it.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning with the five conditions and underneath five, you got all the way from A to G, and I'm quite familiar with equestrian activities, so I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Well, it's back to me. Okay, as I was looking through the application here in the response from P&Z and stuff, it appeared that DelDOT was okay with it, and the county engineering department it was okay with it. It seems that they didn't have any major complaints. Department of Agriculture obviously was supportive. And the site, even though the gentleman did have some concerns, it's going to be buffered by a number of other residential properties before it gets to that next subdivision he was concerned about. As of right now, I guess there's nobody living in this proposed subdivision, so we can't have any complaints coming out of there. But I would think that the issues of rodents and flies wouldn't be spread out in such a, of course, I'm not an expert, but I'm not so sure about that, but that would be spread all over the area and would have any negative impacts on the next subdivisions that he had referenced. So With the proposed conditions by P&Z, I'll vote yes.
My vote is yes also with the fact that it promotes open space, and I think it will produce less traffic than the subdivision, the amount of houses that there are. Motion passed. Thank you.